Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called Money Part 1. It's not the size of the gift that matters. And this comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Today, we are going to be talking about our hearts, but a different kind of heart. We aren't talking about the one that's pumping in your chest. That heart is important. And God's design of this crucial muscle is incredible. It's so complex and important that when I worked as a nurse, I worked in a place that focused just on hearts. The nurses and doctors, we tried to help heal people's sick hearts with medicines or machines. But there's a heart that God says is even more important to Him. It's what we desire and cherish, what we hope for and love. That's what we mean when we talk about our hearts in today's story. And this type of heart can't be fixed with medicine or tools, wise doctors or nurses. Only God can change this heart. Now that you understand this, let's jump in to today's story as we hear how our generosity, our giving, is affected by our hearts. Jesus sat down across from the treasury. The big stone courtyard was large and open. Four columns towered up, up into the sky, and boasted their beautiful golden lamps on top. Jesus sat across from this and watched the people putting money into the offering box. The coins clinked together as they funneled down the tube, where they eventually dropped upon one another, forming a pile in the offering box. The more coins that were dropped in, the noisier it was. By this, people could hear who gave a lot of money. Everyone carried what they had to give and walked it over to the offering. Many rich people put in large amounts of money. Jesus sat and watched. He noticed a poor widow. Everyone, is poor the opposite of rich?
Yes.
She wore a tattered tunic. The belt tied around her was fraying. The threads barely holding together. But here she was, to give what she had. The poor widow walked over to the offering box, and from her small, sun-worn hands, she put in two small copper coins, which are similar to a penny. If you know this, say it out loud. How much is a penny worth?
1 cent.
That's right. Is 1 cent much?
No.
Jesus saw all of this, and he called his disciples to him and said to them,
"Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put more in than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. All she had to live on is here."
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. The Bible told us the poor widow put in 2 coins, think of pennies, and the rich gave large amounts of money. So, if we counted it, who actually put in more money? The poor widow or the rich people?
The rich.
Yes. If we counted up the coins, that is correct. But, wait a minute. Jesus just said she put in more. And not just more than one rich person, but more than all of them. This doesn't make sense. This would be like someone giving your family $1 to help you buy groceries, and another group gives you $400. Who actually gave you more money? The one who gave $1 or
$400? $400.
That's right. But Jesus says she gave more because Jesus is showing the value of the gift or donation. It is not the amount of money they gave, the size, but rather the amount of sacrifice. Who sacrificed more when they gave their money? The poor widow or the rich?
The poor.
The poor widow's gift is valuable because she gave out of what she did not have. That was the last bit of money she had. It was a big sacrifice. Now she didn't even have money for food. Now, the rich were generous, which is great. But they gave out of the extra they had. It's not as much of a sacrifice if you have a lot left over that you can still rely on. Jesus called his friends to the side to teach them this special moment. He wanted them and us to learn that sacrifice is like an X-ray showing our hearts. Remember, we mean your heart's desires and hopes. Sacrifice is like an X-ray machine that can peer inside of our hearts and see what we really love, what we really think is important. Jesus was showing that the X-ray of this poor woman's heart would show she really loved and trusted in Jesus, as shown by the sacrifice she gave. Do you ever give money to others? Maybe you give it to the poor or homeless. Maybe you give it to groups that are helping others. I'm so proud of you for being generous. I hope you always remember our story when you give. Sometimes, you may see the amount of money you give, maybe $1 or $5, and to others, it may not seem like much. But God sees your sacrifice, that you are giving out of the little you have, and He loves your generous, trusting heart. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to tune in next week as we continue with Money, Part 2. If you don't want to miss an episode, make sure to click the subscribe or follow button. And, as always, bye for now.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.